You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Well, folks, literally the former Eagle has landed. Kellen Moore has arrived in New Orleans, him and his family. They're showing the New Orleans Saints posted pictures on X and I'm sure all over social media. So he is here in town. Looking forward to talking with him Thursday, 11:30 will be his press conference. We'll have that for you all on WWL. And also reviewing it and sports talk in the evening. The Cajun Cannon will join us from 4 to 5 p.m. as well. Now we're going to go check out that Alkwin Heart Jewelers talk and text line for Eric in New Orleans. Wants to talk a little Kellen Moore. What you got for us, Eric?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Eric? Good.
Yeah, so I'm a disgruntled Cowboys fan living in New Orleans now, and I just wanted to call and give you a little insight on Kellen, especially for, you know, the casual Saints fan who probably hadn't heard from him or heard about him since before, you know, Sunday.
Okay.
But I think he's a good hire, but I think Saints fans are going to need to be a little patient with him. You know, his temperament's probably a little bit more Dennis Allen than it is Sean Payton. And without the condescension from, you know, what I thought Dennis Allen had. But, you know, I think he's a good coach. He's very analytical. I think he's going to be a good hire for the Saints.
Eric, as that disgruntled, you know, Cowboys fan, you root for the black and gold at all, or you're just still dedicated to the star?
A little torn there. You know, Jerry makes it hard to be a Cowboys fan these days. But you can't live in New Orleans and not be a Saints fan. Been That's to several fact. Games and been to a playoff game and just love the city, love the team. And I hope he does great here. And super excited if it is Brandon Staley on his crew, then I think that'd be a good move.
Yeah, you mentioned with Kellen Moore and the Cowboys. I was definitely surprised. We talked about this, Charlie, the fact that they didn't even give him an interview.
Yeah, I thought Kellen Moore was going to land there for sure.
It seemed like a lock.
Yeah, just going back home to Dallas, kind of similar to what we mentioned with Mike Vrabel going back to New England and Aaron Glenn going back to the Jets. But at the same time, they decided to promote from within with Brian Schottenheimer. Now Kellen Moore becomes the Saints' next head coach. And, you know, what you're mentioning there, Eric, is a great point about his temperament and how he's kind of – Jeff talked a little bit about this when we were just mentioning, you know, his upcoming press conference. Don't try and be something that you're not, right, with Kellen Moore. He's not, and Diana Rossini talked about this on Radio Row, you know, interviewing both coaches. Mm-hmm. Sean Payton is definitely much more fiery than someone like Kellen Moore. They're not the same. Like, they're both great, brilliant offensive minds, but Kellen Moore's a different figure than someone like Sean Payton. We'll see if it works out the same. I mean, that would be great, obviously, a 15-year golden run.
Sure.
But Kellen.
What's funny, you know, people talk about, you know, that fiery, you know, I guess you
confidence, right? Like kind of cocky outward.
Right, that kind of coach. But you know who's a fantastic coach in the NFL right now that was also just in the Super Bowl? Andy Reid's not like that at all.
Yeah. No, that's a good point, too. Another great offensive mind. So we'll see how Kellen works out. You have to be a first-time head coach at some point. But I agree with you as well, Eric. You know, the patience thing is a legit, you know.
No one has patience for anything, Charlie.
I really do. And people are going to hope that he comes in and has, you know, the 2006 year that Sean Payton had. And that one-year turnaround, you know, you go to the NFC Championship game. That's the dream scenario.
Well, the biggest thing I think everyone needs to look at, too, is the quarterbacks in all these situations that have that one-year turnaround. Houston with C.J. Stroud, the Commanders with, you know, Jaden Daniels, even Sean Payton coming in that year, he got to land Drew Brees. So we'll see what Kellen Moore's plan is for quarterback. Right now, it's Derek Carr, Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener in the mix.
But I agree with you, Eric. I think that preaching patience is definitely something that we should do with Kellen Moore, because I do think it's a good hire, and I do think he has a very high ceiling. However, with the roster and quarterback in place as it is now, February 11th, it's just not very realistic to expect him to come in and turn this into a 12-win team, something like Dan Quinn did in year one, or like, you know, DeMeco Ryans did in year one.
I'd be excited, yes, for the talent you're bringing in, the offensive mind, and it's going to take a while, like you said, to kind of retool things with this roster, with the salary cap, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm not saying winning the NFC South is even impossible for next season, but you just be patient. Let's roll with it and give Kellen some time to grow.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.